This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, I think it is important for Americans to know that the vice president has played a very big role in the success of this administration over the last 3.5 years. And we have said this before, even before July 21st, how much of a partner she's been, a critical partner. It is not the first time that we've said it. Maybe we're saying it more to your point, but we've been pretty consistent in saying that their partnership is important and how she has had even a critical role. If you think about some of these historic pieces of legislation where she was, she was the vote that she made in the Senate helped pass that legislation and turn it into law, the Inflation Reduction Act, for example.
Well, we'll find out tonight if Kamala Harris is going to separate herself from the Biden administration at all. But Corinne Jean-Pierre seems to think lockstep Kamala Harris, vice president, incredibly important part of everything that you have been living through in the last 3.5 years. I don't know how Kamala will address her relationship with Joe Biden tonight, but we're all looking forward to seeing it. Let's talk to Tim Murtaugh, who joins us right now. He's a Donald Trump advisor and a Washington Times opinion columnist and co-host of the Line Drive podcast. Tim, thank you for being with us today. It's great to have you on Debate Day here on the Annie Fry Show.
Oh, great to be with you, Annie. Really appreciate it.
So I want to give you kind of carte blanche on what you expect from Kamala Harris tonight, because Lord knows we all have a lot of questions that she's been unwilling to answer for her 50 plus days as the Democrat presumptive and then nominee. What do you expect to get from Kamala Harris this evening?
Well, I think she's going to actually sort of contradict what Corinne Jean-Pierre was trying to do there, which is remind everybody, and she's been pretty emphatic, the White House press secretary, reminding everybody, hey, y'all, remember that she is the Harris in Biden-Harris administration. but the truth is, I think what you're going to see on the debate stage tonight from Kamala Harris is if Biden and Harris were a store and they had a storefront, Kamala Harris would be outside on the sidewalk with a razor blade trying to scrape her name off the window, right? That's what she'd be doing. Yeah. But she can't do it because her name is on the window. They've been branding it. They've been calling it the Biden-Harris administration since the very first day they took office. And ain't no way she's going to be able to escape that tonight. But that is what she's going to try to do. She's going to try to dodge her decades-long record of being a San Francisco liberal. That's what she is. She's a San Francisco liberal who is pretending not to be one. And she is also the incumbent vice president of the United States, and she therefore completely owns every failure of the Biden administration. It's so obvious that the White House press secretary is, I think basically what that is them saying, not so fast.
Yeah.
Not so fast. You know, you think you're going to get out of here and try to shirk all your responsibilities for all the stuff that you steered wrong while you were here? No, no, no. You're in this with us too, you know. So I think that's what you're gonna see tonight from her, is to try to dodge and get out of it. When she can, she's gonna blame stuff that they have screwed up on Donald Trump, like they've tried to do with the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal, which happened 7 months into the Biden administration. They want to try to somehow blame the previous guy for something that they did, more than half a year into their term. I think you're going to see a lot of that. And when she identifies problems that the country really is facing, I think we all agree on what the problems are, what the main problems are with the economy and the border and the fact that the world is on fire and public safety and crime and the whole bit, all of it. When she identifies problems and then tries to offer some sort of solution, we expect President Trump to turn to her and say, why haven't you done this already?
Right.
You know, you've been in there 3.5 years. You don't need to wait until January 20th of next year. You are in office today. You know, you could have done this on you. You've been in Pittsburgh for 5 days studying up for this event. Why weren't you reducing inflation while you were out there in your hotel room in Pittsburgh practicing with a made up stage and lights and somebody impersonating Donald Trump and the whole bit? Why haven't you been addressing the economy instead of in there playing dress up?
Tim,
you know, basically.
I was just saying in the segment leading up to this that I think we could make a lot of money in pay-per-view to watch Donald Trump watch the impersonator of him talking to Kamala Harris.
Man.
Like that would I would pay a lot of money to sit there and watch him critique the person, because you know this as well as anybody, but the way that the TDS left feels about Donald Trump, there are people who just disagree with Republican and conservative and populist policies, and that's politics, that's fine, but Donald Trump evokes a certain kind of hatred out of some people. They wake up to hate him and they go to sleep laying in their bed at night going, gosh, I really hope I hated Donald Trump enough today. It's a sad, sorry existence. But what does it look like when they portray Donald Trump? Like, what do they see in Donald Trump when they prep Kamala Harris to debate him?
You know, all I've seen as far as the description goes is that they've got someone in there dressed like him, wearing a dark suit, and also somebody pointed out that whoever the impersonator is wearing an extra long tie, right? Because Trump wears long ties, right? So, but how does Kamala Harris feel about that? I don't know. Do you know who Shane Gillis is?
Comedian Shane Gillis.
Yeah,
he does
a pretty good Trump impression, and I've seen there's recent ones where he's actually wearing the suit and a wig and everything.
Uh-huh.
When they're talking about Kamala Harris having a Trump impersonator do debate prep for her, that's who I envision. I think of Shane Gillis standing in there, because that would, to me, that would really make me laugh. But you're talking about TDS. Let's talk about you're familiar, I'm sure, with the publication on the left. It's a very liberal publication called The New Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And it fancies itself, you know, the intellectual home for the left, right? This is what they think. 2 days ago, they had a story that said, and I know that it pained them to write this. 2 days ago, they had a story that, you know, everybody has been waiting for Kamala Harris to talk about issues. And one of the main points that people have raised is that you don't even have an issues page on your website. What is wrong with you? Well, the issue page magically appeared yesterday. And the New Republic, I don't know how they did this, but they went behind the pages and they looked at the metadata that is behind, actually the data behind the actual physical website itself. These pages, some of them, were actually literally copied and pasted from Joe Biden's campaign website and dropped, you know, Control-V onto Kamala Harris's website. Truly. And a leftist publication pointed this out, like, hey, guys, if you want to try to break from the Biden White House, maybe don't copy and paste his campaign page.
Yeah.
My gosh. And so the next day, today, their story is, the New Republic is, Kamala Harris cannot sustain a campaign like this. They're fed up with the hiding. They're fed up with hiding the ball, hiding who she is, changing what she allegedly believes. I knew it was going to happen. They waited too long. They've been hiding her too long. Do you know how much pressure they have put? Her own team has put so much pressure on her to perform well tonight by hiding her for 51 days since she's been the Democratic nominee. She's only ever done one interview, and that was a co-interview with her human body pillow over there, Tim Walz, you know, her emotional support Midwesterner that she takes with her everywhere. And that's the only thing that she's done. And now they've got this debate tonight, and there's going to be, you know, worldwide, how many hundreds of millions of people are going to be watching this? Tens of millions of people in the United States watching this, and it's all set up with so much pressure on her because they built it this way because she never comes out of hiding. And so when she does, all eyes are on her, and boy, so much pressure. But here's the thing. We expect that she's going to perform fine. You know, because she's been in that hotel room practicing for days and days and days, and you know that she is able to memorize things and deliver lines that they program in her. It's why she told Dana Bash in that CNN interview that I just mentioned, it's why she said three different times, "My values haven't changed."
Yeah.
Because that's the way they programmed her. Right. That was the line they gave her. Hey, when she asks you about all these crazy policy reversals that you've made, this is what you say. So she said it three times. Well, yeah. All that does is prove that she's the same old San Francisco liberal that she's always been. If her values, that is dumb. Not only are they programming her with lines, they're programming her with dumb lines. So it's not how she says it. She's not going to trip over herself and fall down like Joe Biden might have. She's going to deliver a fine performance. It's going to be fine. And it will give the left enough to clap their hands and say, yay, she did it. It's what she says, how she says it.
Don't you think that I'm trying to say it in a nice way, ignorance of not preparing, not pushing her out. She wants to be the president of the United States. She doesn't want to do interviews. She doesn't want to answer questions. I have no idea how she's going to negotiate on America's behalf against the world's toughest, most evil leaders. For her to not go out there and to get battle tested, to go up against Donald Trump, who my understanding is she's never even met him before. The disservice they're doing her, as you mentioned, her inability to articulate thoughts off the top of her own head, which we're going to see her if that's actually the case tonight. It just makes me a little concerned that they're not actually terribly worried about her having to be that good of a candidate because they're confident in their election season operation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll put it that way.
Well, I mean, maybe that's true. I just think that they are bubble wrapping her so much. I'm not sure that they're looking down the road any farther than trying to prevent the next catastrophe if she goes out there and does or says something silly and then shows that she doesn't have a grasp of the issues. When she gets wrapped around the axle, and everyone has seen the tapes of this stuff, where people call it word salads, I like to call it, she gets stuck in a catchphrase loop.
Yes.
Where she just says the same things over and over again. She usually does that when she's talking about something with which she's not very comfortable or familiar. When she knows that she's out of her depth on a particular topic, that's when she relies on this stuff. And so we'll see if she gets into any areas like that. And I think, like, for example, on the issue of fracking, which is one of the methods by which you can get natural gas or oil out of the ground. Do you know, she opposed fossil fuels so much, and she opposed the process of fracking so much that when she was the Attorney General of California, she actually sued the Obama administration to make them stop fracking off the coast of California. She sued St. Barack of Obama over fracking, right, to make him stop doing it. Now she's going to go into Western Pennsylvania and tell natural gas workers, I love you guys and I love your industry.
Yeah.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah.
And so her real problem is going to be trying to convince people that she somehow supports these things that she has historically vehemently opposed.
Yeah.
That's going to be her challenge. And we're not going to let her get away with it. President Trump, let me tell you, he's ready. He's ready to go.
Well, I want to ask you about that. Trump advisor Tim Murtaugh with us right now. Check out his podcast, co-host of the Line Drive podcast. We played the clip in the segment before you of Eva McKen on CNN and talking about how she studied all of his previous debates and all of his lines and everything. And I'm thinking to myself, you need to study your policies, lady. Like, you need to know your stuff, not his stuff. What is Donald Trump doing? He says that he doesn't really need to prepare a whole lot. He is prepared. He walks into the room prepared. What's it look like leading up to a debate for Donald Trump?
Yeah, well, he does prepare a lot, but not by the methods by which normal people would think of debate prep. He prepares by doing town hall meetings. He just did a couple of them for Fox just last week. He's got more coming up. He prepares by, let's say, holding press conferences. He thinks nothing of standing up in front of the entire hostile press corps and taking questions for 90 minutes or even pushing 2 hours. He does gaggles, which is just, you know, quick pull-asides with the media. He talks to local media. Everywhere he goes, he talks to local TV reporters and local print reporters. He does interviews and different back and forth and give and takes on subject matter that's important to the people of this country, on the issues that people are talking about, on things that people are worried about every single day. That is debate prep. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do things like going into a spice shop and taking selfies with people as you're buying nutmeg or whatever it is that she was buying, and that somehow constitutes, you know, being out among the people. No, you have to go and face their questions. You have to do that. That's how he prepares for debates.
Yeah.
And you're right. She needs to familiarize herself with her own stuff. I don't know. Have you happened to see? I encourage people to go to my Twitter feed, which is just at Tim Murtaugh, or the Trump War Room Twitter feed. There was a segment on CNN last night with Erin Burnett and Andy Kaczynski, who is their K-File reporter. It was the most brutal segment I have ever seen for Kamala Harris. It talks about her prior support for, get this, taxpayer-funded sex change operations for illegal aliens who are being detained.
That's like the that's like the jackpot of no.
It's like everything. Taxpayer-funded sex change operations for illegal aliens who are being detained. Yes, she actually wrote down in an ACLU questionnaire in 2019. This is in ancient history. This is when she ran for president the last time.
Yeah,
that she supports that, and also the legalization of all drugs that are currently regulated by the federal government. That includes fentanyl and crack. She says, yeah, legalize it. Are you kidding me? So Erin Burnett on CNN is saying, does she really say that she supports? I mean, they were horrified.
Right.
Horrified
CNN.
To discover. Yes. I'm like, are you serious? This is who the candidate is? Oh, my God. You know? It's brutal. And then, so then ABC Today asks one her principal spokesman, this guy Michael Tyler, does she still support taxpayer-funded sex change operations for illegal aliens? And he's like, yeah, I'm not answering that question. That's a distraction.
I'll have to. Yeah, it is. It's a big distraction for their campaign. Tim Murtaugh, one last question before we let you go. And we're so grateful for your time today on debate day. Donald Trump said in that interview and town hall that he did with Sean Hannity last week, he said he was going to let Kamala talk. And then he kind of added his Trumpisms after. He's like, but I'm going to fight her. But, you know, in so many words, are we going to see a Trump that is similar to the Joe Biden debate of June when he faces Kamala Harris tonight?
You're going to see a Donald Trump that is going to be focused on talking about the issues that the American people care about, things that are problems that need to get fixed, things that Kamala Harris has caused to go wrong. He's going to force her to answer, for she cast the deciding vote twice as vice president in the Senate on these massive spending bills that supercharged inflation. She's going to answer for that. Yes, he's going to stay focused on the issues. He's going to keep coming back to, you did this. This is your record. You caused all these things. And stop telling us about these bogus solutions that you think you've got, because if you had any, you should be doing them right now instead of sitting here flapping your gums about it. Yes, he's going to keep everything trained back onto the issues that people care about. People know what the problems of this country are. And I think if you see this New York Times poll that just came out that showed Donald Trump with a 2-point lead nationally. And remember, when he has a 2-point lead nationally, that includes California and New York in those totals, right? That means in the battleground states, you know, he's just absolutely killing it. But also in that poll, it found that 61% of Americans, 61%, nearly 2/3, do want to turn the page from Joe Biden, and they want, this is a change election. They're saying 2/3 of American people say, yes, this is in fact a change election. And of those 2/3, you ask them, who represents that change? Donald Trump beats her by more than 2-1, 53-25. He is the change agent, not her, because she's part of the Biden-Harris administration. People want to go back to the America that they knew 4 years ago. They absolutely do.
I can't wait. I cannot wait to watch this debate tonight. It's going to really propel forward the next coming months and, I guess, just almost weeks before the election actually happens. Tim Murtaugh, Trump advisor. Do you mind if I plugged your book here real quick? Because I think it's...
Oh, please.
It's called Swing Hard in Case You Hit It, which I love that mentality. My Escape from Addiction and a Shot at Redemption on the Trump Campaign. Swing Hard. Go check it out by Tim Murtaugh. You've got a great story, and we really appreciate your insight and your energy here on Debate Day on the Annie Frye Show. Really grateful that you gave us some of your time today. Thank you.
You bet, Annie. Thank you very much. Thanks for the book plug, and I'd be love to come back anytime.
Yeah, we will be asking soon. Tim, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
He's also the co-host of the Line Drive podcast, and he's a Washington Times opinion columnist. Tim Murtaugh, he's been around the Trump campaign, the Trump stuff, the Trump world, and he knows how it operates, and it was a great, great opportunity to speak to him here. So, Brad, thank you for booking that. We're going to take a quick break and level out this hour with Ryan Wiggins. I briefly looked over it. I've had a very busy morning. There's something about, like, Gen X dating words or something like that.
Gen Z.
Oh. Even more applicable. We'll see. I don't know what the kids are saying these days. I know what the words are, but I'm not always like 100% confident in the context. So when I'm coaching my middle school, junior high volleyball team, I like, if I need their attention, I just say, like, get locked in, don't get cooked, or stuff like that. And even if I'm only using it partially in context, they look at me like I'm the coolest person ever for just a minute, and then I'm back to old fart Annie. All right, Ryan Wiggins, get in here. We'll be right back. Yeah, you got nothing to lose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.